so you look like a pro.
Blog Talk Radio.
Go. Can you hear me? Do I sound awesome?
You sound almost as awesome as you look.
Impossible.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts, Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Kaboom!
Welcome, fans! Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour.
Yes, please, give us a call at 646-478-0616. Can you hear that dog barking?
I can.
We got a new dog.
You did not.
We did. Now we have two.
Oh.
And the new dog has taught the old dog a new trick. Two new tricks.
Eat its own poop?
No, but poop is involved. Poop in the house and pee in the house.
Awesome. Those are great tricks.
Yeah, they're very, very good at them.
I can't believe Lyle doesn't have those in his bag.
No, he just now learned those.
And he calls himself the dog.
He's more of a small rat than a dog, but... Anyway, they're right outside the door.
Did you get a chance to check out theobserver.com?
I have not yet.
Griff, I don't know if I'm cut out to wear shades during the show. I'm going to try it, but I seem to have lost my water already.
Because you're wearing shades?
I don't know. It's so dark in here. Oh, yeah, I was going to do this, too. Hold on. Can you see that at all?
No.
Oh. Well, I added a really cool effect in here. It is a disco ball. You're right. You really can't see it. This damn monitor is so freaking bright. All right. So, anyways, check us out on the web at www.hypersloth.me as well if you want to find out what's cool and crazy and going on the planet Earth. Because
yes.
That's how we do.
And, of course, the Facebook page. Which is facebook.com/hypersloth music.
Because some other tool bags are using Hypersloth and they're Brits and they probably don't even have any fucking teeth, I bet.
I would doubt it.
Can I say that on radio?
You just did. It's too late now.
All right.
There's no turning back.
I took it back.
All right, so I'm on the Observer now. I'm looking for the ad. Is that what I'm keeping an eye out for?
Yes.
Oh, there it is.
Did it come
up
already?
I can see it right now. In fact, I should read it for all the listeners who might be
touched.
Okay, check it out. We're seeking – I'm just going to read it out loud. You'll get the gist of it. Seeking technical co-founder. Hypersloth is seeking a technical co-founder to assist in the development of various software applications. This is a ground floor opportunity for the right person. Click to apply and learn more.
Yeah,
there you
go. Not be the wrong person.
No. And we'll know pretty quick if you are. But we're looking for a tech co-founder. We've got a lot of genius ideas, I'm sure.
We do.
You've heard all of them.
If you go back far enough, you probably won't hear them, though. So don't listen to our old shows, because we don't want you to hear them.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Maybe we should take our old shows down.
Set up a job interview with us, and then you can hear all the brilliant ideas.
Yeah, we'll sit down. You can buy us some beers, and we'll talk about our brilliant ideas.
That's right.
Sounds like a plan for me.
I like how that interview works out.
Yeah.
Have the interview buy you a beer.
It's a technical co-founder. We already spent the money on the fucking ad. The least you can do is buy us a fucking drink.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to be a co-founder, you got to pitch in, right?
Right, exactly. You know, some of it's work-related. Obviously, you're going to have to buy a few rounds of beers here and there. That's just the way that Hypersloth works.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way we do. I lost you on camera there. Are you still there?
Yep,
there
I'm here.
Do you want to play an intro? I think maybe we should read some headlines.
Yeah, do you have any headlines? I got to admit, dude, I'm not doing well today.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I was run down all day, and then we went to eat, and I ate too much, and it's not playing nice with me.
Uh-oh, you got a stomachache?
Yeah. I don't feel nauseous, but I just feel like I got a fucking lead cannonball in my stomach.
You shouldn't eat lead cannonballs. You should probably find something a little more friendly.
I should only eat gluten-free cannonballs.
Hey, if you want to play that intro, I've got a headline right here that looks like it could be pretty interesting.
Oh, shit. I didn't upload the intro.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to let it slide this time because you're sick.
This is why we need a technical co-founder.
Yes, it is. We need a third wheel to abuse when stuff like this happens. You know, I can't yell at Rufus because he's the original co-founder, but, I mean, I could obviously yell at some other guy that only has a smaller share than Rufus.
Or you could yell at me. I just don't yet have anyone to pass it down to.
Not yet.
I'll be middle management.
Eventually, you will have someone to yell at as well. For now, yell at Lyle. He seems like he could take it.
Well, he's been pissing and shitting in the house, so he deserves it anyway.
He's probably been getting plenty of yelling at anyways.
Yeah.
Here we go. California couple finds 10 million buried treasure in backyard.
You're kidding me.
No. California couple spotted the edge of an old path, spotted the edge of an old can on a path they had hiked many times before. Poking at the can was the first step in uncovering a buried treasure of rare corns estimated to be worth $10 million.
Wow.
Why doesn't that shit ever happen to me?
I don't know. The only thing I've ever just accidentally found worthwhile was like a Playboy when I was about 10 years old. I've never found $1 million or let alone 10 in my fucking backyard.
Basically, I'm going to start poking every can with a stick just to see in case there's $10 million hidden inside.
Yeah. I mean, my weekly like jog is going to take me 18 hours now because I'm just going to be poking at shit the whole time.
You know, you ever wonder how close maybe you came to like finding a buried treasure or something?
Well, obviously, I'm sure you and I both have just walked over a fucking treasure chest and not even realized it once.
But then, you know what? Then we walked right into Hyper Sloth, so it's just as good. Speaking of running, are you ready for this? I don't know if you're ready for it, but I'm going to say it anyways.
Uh-huh.
You know you were saying about your run is going to take you 10 hours because you're going to stop and pick up, like, every rusty can or whatever?
Yes.
Remember when those Marlboro points were like, in, and you could, like, get merchandise if you ripped off a piece of your Marlboro thing to prove how much you were killing yourself to giant tobacco?
I've received a few baseball caps and koozies from Marlboro.
All right. Well, my father-in-law, avid runner, guy runs, like, 10 miles a day or whatever, well, he used to just pick them up off the side of the road, okay?
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah, and the guy literally got everything they ever had.
You're kidding me.
Right now, in the other room, I've got a dartboard, like a wooden, really nice wooden dartboard like you'd see in a bar.
Really?
And I got a smoker, like a smoker grill that you smoke briskets and ribs and shit on.
What?
Yeah, I swear to God, I shit you not. He got, I mean, literally he has everything. Like, they had a kayak at one point. I mean, the guy has never smoked a cigarette a day in his life.
Where is he jogging where there's so much cigarette refuse on the ground?
I guess I could say it, Alpharetta, Georgia.
Georgia.
Well, he travels a lot, too, so he jogs wherever he travels. I mean, this was a couple – I mean, that's probably, what, 7 or 8 years ago that they were giving that shit away. But, he's got everything. So, I mean, really, people throwing those things out – I'm sure, though, knowing my father-in-law, he didn't throw out the pack of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
He probably just tore off the little thing and threw it away and threw it back down, threw the pack back down.
Well, you don't want to add too much weight to yourself when you're jogging
right.
10 miles.
So, imagine how many cigarette packs he'd be running around with. It'd be like a Santa Claus bag full of cigarette butts or cigarette packs.
What you should do is, like there's these websites, if you're an avid runner, you can go to, like if you're traveling to a city, you can be like, where can I run in the city? He should make a whole website that's like, where to run just to get Marlboro points off the ground.
Well, the deal is he used to run, and he's a big drinker too, he's an alcoholic, so he used to just run from bar to bar, and that's probably where he found them all.
That's a good strategy. I mean, if you're looking for Marlboro points.
I made that up. He's not a big drinker. He's more of a heroin addict than a drinker. He always has been.
You know, those joggers, they tend to be hardcore drug users.
Right. I mean, anything he does 100%, whether it be running or smoking crack. He's all in.
It's all in.
He always goes all in.
Oh, okay. I got a headline.
Yes, sir.
This is no surprise. Unfortunately, this isn't fucking funny at all, but...
What kind of show is this?
Harold Ramis died.
Oh, yeah, I know. I saw that. That broke my heart.
Isn't that heartbreaking? I mean... you know, one movie that I think, of course, you know, there's Animal House and Ghostbusters. Those kind of get all the press. But I swear to God, dude, one movie, my dad rented this movie on VHS when I was a kid. And it was one of my favorite movies of all time ever. And it's Stripes.
Yeah.
That is right, dude. God.
That's my favorite movie, too. Really, it's one of them. It's in the top three. I can tell you that right now.
Definitely. The scene I always think about that pops into my head when I think about Stripes is when they're interviewing with a recruiter And the recruiter says, "Are either of you homosexuals?" And Harold Ramis says,
we're
willing to learn.
I love that. That is a classic fucking line in comedy.
I really do. I think that was the first moment, because I was young when I saw that movie. I think that was the first, like, adult joke that I got, and I was like, oh,
right.
That's what wit is, you know?
So funny that you say that, actually, Rufus, because a month ago, I watched Stripes on, like, a Saturday morning. You know, it's always on at, like, the weirdest times.
Yes.
And I was thinking to myself, you know what? Because I watched that probably 100 times between the ages of 10 and 14.
Oh, yes.
Because there was tits. There's tits and bush in there.
Yes, there is.
But I was thinking to myself, I really can thank these guys because I love all their movies. I can thank these guys for actually, I think they helped me develop my sense of humor.
Yeah, I would credit them for that as well.
I mean, seriously, I'm dead serious. That's weird. I was thinking about that to myself. I didn't even know that he was sick or anything, obviously, because my plan for Harold Ramis was for him to be like the Bill Murray is to the Chive. We could have had
right.
Harold Ramis T-shirts made.
They'd probably be selling off the shelf.
They
right
would. You know what? Google Harold Ramis T-shirt. I guarantee you someone's made one already.
I'm sure. See, that's the kind of shit we need a co-founder for.
Yes, it is.
Be on top of that.
Right. We can't do it all. God, we're carrying the weight of the fucking world.
Yeah, I just did it. I bet there's going to be a bunch. Here we go. Spangler T-shirts. There's one that just says
Spangler. I love
his face on it. There's Groundhog Day T-shirts because he did that movie too. Oh, yeah.
He was a writing genius. Jeez, I like when those two guys get together, like me and you getting together. You know, how did they meet? I wonder. Harold Ramis Bill Murray.
I don't know. Yeah,
let's check it out in the Wikipedia here.
I'm gonna guess. I don't know. I'm gonna guess that Harold Ramis was a writer on Saturday Night Live. I'm gonna guess.
Yeah, that they were writing somewhere together. Because it couldn't be just one of those cool things where they just meet somewhere, or could it? National Lampoon and Second City TV.
Second City, there you go.
Raymond, he met him on Second City and National Lampoon. Performers included Ramis's frequent and future collaborator, Bill Murray. Belushi brought them together.
Wow.
Right. Yeah, that is crazy.
That
74.
Is crazy.
Belushi brought Ramis and other Second City performers, including Ramis's frequent and future collaborator, to New York City to work on a program called the National Lampoon Radio Hour. Sort of like we got going down here, Rube.
Yep.
We're doing it right. We're working the angles.
We are working the angles. You know, people should give us a call if they have any stories about Spangler at 646-478-0616.
I mean, even if you just masturbated to him, that's okay. You can call and let us know.
No, don't be ashamed.
Be ashamed. Right. Who hasn't?
We can masturbate together live on air.
Can we turn the cameras off?
I'll whip out my Spangler. No, zoom in. Don't turn the cameras off.
Zoom in.
Zoom in.
I have a macro lens.
You need a fisheye. Or a panoramic lens.
That's for the girth.
That's right.
So, yeah, we're sorry to hear that. You know what? Glasses off. Glasses off, Harold Ramis.
Yeah,
10-second glasses off.
Hand it real hard.
Crack them up on the other side, brother.
It's really bright in this room. I didn't realize that.
And so you took the glasses off. I was wondering about that. I thought, you know, I was worried about the glasses, even though these aren't that dark because they're not my regular sunglasses, believe it or not. But I was like, I wonder if Rufus, like, has trouble seeing stuff. Because I was wearing sunglasses, I'm like, well, you've got, like, giant windows in that room, actually, so.
I've got one right above me.
I can see it in the reflection in your glasses.
Yes.
Who's that dude with the knife?
What? Who? Where? When? Why?
He's out the window. I can see him in the reflection on your glasses.
Hopefully it's somebody killing my dog, because I'm tired of him shitting on the floor.
So what's the new dog's name?
Louie.
Where'd that come from?
The wiener dog. He's adopted. His name is already Louie.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Was someone threatening to have Louie put to sleep?
I'm about to threaten that.
You are not.
No, I'm not. No, it was.
Call in if you think Rufus should threaten the dog's life.
That's right. Actually, you better call in to stop me.
Call in to save a dog. You know what? Send $1 to hypersloth.radio.com.
That's right.
Save the dog. 646-478-0616.
Our goal for this hour is $150. If we reach that goal, I won't kill this dog. I'll just break one leg.
He is a professional dog culler. He worked the Sochi Olympics in 14.
That's right. I got silver culling.
He's got a pretty serious notch on his belt.
Yeah, my belt's made out of dog leather.
Dog bone. Oh, wait, that's your necklace.
That's right. I've got canines on my dog necklace.
He's actually, folks, he's still carrying an incisor, a Doberman's incisor on the inside of his thigh that they couldn't get out bleed to death.
Yeah, that's right. It was pretty, like carotid artery.
Pretty harsh there in Sochi.
Well, yeah, it's a rough life abusing animals.
Well, yeah, that's, I mean, at least you had a nice room. You were like one of the guys, weren't they giving all the dog colors were like getting the best rooms, I think.
Yeah, they had toilets.
Toilets and running water.
Toilets and running water, but it was hooked up to the toilet.
But to wash the blood off from a long day's culling.
You had to flush the toilet to get the sink faucet to work.
Did you flush it with dog blood? Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Yes.
Yeah, I knew you did. I knew you would.
Well, why wouldn't I?
Listen to this about Harold Ramis. He actually avoided the Vietnam War military draft by taking methamphetamine to fail his draft physical.
Really?
So obviously he went in all bounced out on meth, I guess, and his heart rate and vitals were probably totally berserk. And they're like, no thanks, this guy could probably die of a heart attack at any second.
Do you think that something like that would have worked its way into the Stripe script?
Right, well, they're probably trying to distance themselves from methamphetamine at the time.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, that line, yeah, that it probably was. It's probably on the cutting room floor somewhere.
Yeah.
Check YouTube for the outtake of the methamphetamine orgy that they had on Stripes.
The methamphetamine orgy.
You know what? You know what's crazy, too, is speaking of Stripes, you know when they take those two chicks back to the major's house or whatever?
I love that scene as a prepubescent boy.
I really.
Whenever they come out of that footlocker at the foot of the bed.
To pick up chicks.
Really?
I think that, you know what? Bill Murray in that scene is like the smoothest dude ever.
He's always just the ballsiest, like.
But it's charming, it's funny, you know what I mean? He works it.
Yeah.
God, I want his cock.
It's the charming, it's like, I'm going to charm you and I don't give a fuck if you like it or not. But you know what? You're going to.
Exactly. You don't even know that I'm charming you because I'm being super witty and smooth.
Right.
And thank you for the blowjob.
Have you heard the story about Bill Murray where where somebody was eating at Wendy's and Bill Murray walked up to them and ate a fry off of their plate and just looked at them and said, no one's ever going to believe you.
Right. That's how awesome is that?
How awesome is that? I'm going to do that to someone tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll read about you in the paper if you get shot in the face. I'm pretty sure that Bill Murray knew that person, knew who he was, before you go taking a fry off somebody's plate. Man steals fry from plate, gets 9mm, and somehow is protected under the state law of Texas.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Stand your ground.
Stand your fries. Stand your
fries. Yes. Stand your blue plate special. You get shot in the face for taking a fry.
Oh, my God. Tell me that skit is not
that. That would be cool, yes.
Oh, no. Come on. That we have to write that in animation. I'm writing that down, Rufus.
Okay.
Why not?
No, I agree. No, I'm not.
Stories of the absurd.
That's awesome.
Man, should we make him famous like Bill Murray or not?
No, we should make it some random guy who sees that story about Bill Murray.
Oh, my God, beautiful.
So maybe he's got, like, posters of Bill Murray all over his fucking room, you know. He's
just
basement dweller. Yeah.
Oh, my God, he just watches that scene from Stripes on a fucking loop.
Yes.
He would be like, he's flipping with a spatula. I'm going to give you spatula treatment.
Right.
Wait until you see what I do with this, and he grabs that ice cream scoop. Fucking classic, dude.
That is classic. Man, I have to watch that again.
All right, mine takes fry from guys. We're going to. They're actually at a fast food restaurant, right?
Yeah, in the real story. It's like a Wendy's.
No, I'm saying for our bit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's got to be some I don't, maybe it's like a Texas truck stop or, you know, some.
Right, it's just, we'll call it Randy's.
Place.
Randy's restaurant. It's, Randy. It's like a Wendy's knockoff.
There you go.
So he takes it off his tray. Does he dip it in ketchup? He probably dips it in some fucking ketchup.
Yeah, he's being bold and ballsy.
Right, I mean, that's bold.
Dipping it in ketchup.
I mean, okay, the guy steals your fry, that's one thing. He dips it in your fucking ketchup, he's in your face. You're probably threatened. You're feeling pretty threatened now.
Yeah, that's an impression.
Violent surprise. Vicky went in for the fucking ketchup, man. That
right.
Ketchup was steam. Don't fuck with the guy. Takes fry, dips in ketchup, and blows him away.
Yeah.
We're going to have him shoot him in the face.
Okay. That's right.
Now,
somebody.
Well, he'll shoot him somewhere, though. Does the guy say, "You'll never believe me? No one will ever believe you?" And then what's the guy?
Yes, he's got to do it exactly like Bill Murray, yeah.
Right.
No one's ever going to believe you.
What's the guy gun say, like, fucking believe this or eat this fry or how about a hot metal fry?
Hot metal fry.
You know what we should make the guy?
Ugh.
Let's make the guy like a local news guy, like a weathercaster who thinks he's, like, famous.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
And he's also watching the Bill Murray stuff. Maybe he's a failing weather news guy who's like taking one last attempt to get his name in the paper.
There you go. Yeah, I think.
Well, that'll all work itself out.
He's got to be desperate. He's going to be desperate. And so it's a cowboy, and all you ever see is the back of the big cowboy's head, and then he shoots a guy in the face, and then the cowboy turns to get up, and it's Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd?
I don't know.
They work together. It's probably Rick Moranis.
God, what happened to that dude?
I don't know. Have you ever seen, I think I talked about this on the other show, that movie Office, Head Office?
No.
You've got to see that movie.
Head Office. I've never even heard of it.
It's like a late 80s movie. It's a spoof on a big giant corporations. And Judge Reinhold's in it.
Oh, it must be gold.
I'm telling you. Fucking Rufus, there's some good bits in there. You can appreciate it, really.
I will appreciate, whatever.
Look it up.
Wait a minute. Are you not talking about Office Space, are you?
No.
Okay, when it comes to movies that make fun of corporate office jobs, how can it be as good as that?
It's way better.
What?
There's cocaine and pot.
Holy shit.
I mean, it's got a superstar lineup. Danny DeVito's in it. But there's this one part of the movie where there's Rick Moranis. There's a clip of it if you want to look it up. Rick, the head guy of the giant corporation, it's like called Globocorp or something. It's not Globocorp, though.
But it's similar.
Yes. I can't remember what it is. I haven't seen this since, like, 1990. Oh, here it is. They got the one. Rufus, you have to watch this.
Okay, what is it?
Not this trailer. Did you look it up?
No, what's the name of it? I forgot.
I'm going to send you the link.
Okay.
This is so fucking classic.
I can't believe I've never heard
of it. You know what? I hate to say it. I'm actually turning into a Skype fan.
It seems to be a lot fucking better now that we've got it figured out. Now that we kind of worked around the difficulties, like today, this is the best it's gone ever.
And the whole idea that you could do this while you're talking.
Right.
I mean, I didn't know you could instant message and shit on Skype. That's a plug for you, Skype. Good work. You're doing something right. $59 a year is pretty damn good too, I must admit.
Absolutely.
And do we even need to be paying for it or not? I thought that maybe that's because you were international previously.
No, I'm paying for it because, I do call her internationally, but I'm not paying for this, not what we're doing.
Right. Did you get the link?
Hang on a second.
I sent it in Skype text or whatever the hell you'd call that, instant message.
No, I have not received it.
Really?
Fuck Skype.
God, Skype fucking sucks. Let's try it again. You got your window open?
Yes. Okay, I heard your Skype.
Yes.
I still got nothing.
Really?
Yeah. Wait. No, nothing. Wait,
no.
Here we go. Oh, there we go. Okay. Wow, okay. Skype is awesome.
Usually it only takes like 0.01 seconds.
No, it there wasn't a delay. I didn't realize that there was this little word bubble thing down here. I had to.
Oh, to make it so you can see the instant message. Yeah, I just learned that actually when we got on the air tonight.
Wow. All right.
And I said, "Do you have instant message?" Remember? And then I forgot that we've been talking by instant message via Skype for a week. And for some reason, I didn't realize that. I thought it was email.
Head office. Okay, I'm looking. I see the IMDb page. You said there's a YouTube clip?
Yeah. Didn't I forward you the YouTube clip?
No, just the search result.
Oh, shit.
Yahoo.
Do you see the search results over there on the side?
It's got a 5.4 out of 10 on IMDb.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a diamond in the rough.
That's because people don't know fucking good movies. There's my rant. I mean, who's on their judge? If you know it's a good movie, you don't have to tell people about it. They just know if it's your kind of movie. So do you see where it says head office? It's got the – there's, like, videos there on the side, YouTube videos.
I see one with Rick Moranis' face on it.
Right, but the one I want to watch is called – it says Disconnect.
Disconnect. Hang on. Oh, I got to make my screen larger, I think. Okay, Disconnect, yes. Should I watch it?
Yeah, just watch that. I don't know how long it is. Let's see. 2 minutes.
That's what she said.
It's fucking classic. But, I mean, maybe it's not anymore. It's been so long since I've seen it.
All right, here goes, loading. It's quiet. Right, here we go.
Is it? Probably because you're running your other thing.
No.
It is. Someone just taped it.
Yeah, hang on. I'm going to sort it over. My volume was down, right, too.
You know it's gold when that guy's in it.
I was thinking that.
You know who else did it? Martin Mull is in it. But see, these were big-name actors in the fucking late 80s, really.
Oh, yeah.
You got it queued up?
Oh, I'm watching it. Oh,
okay. Where are you at? Tell me what number.
29 seconds in. He's holding up a picture of some restless natives.
All right.
This is a war between them. Very good, sir. Our spare parts and replacement contracts could be very expensive. Who trains their flight personnel?
Well, as near as we can assess it, they don't actually fly the plane.
I can't hear anything. I can hear it coming out into your mic and then out into my mic.
Oh, sorry.
Where's that goddamn tech co-founder? Hang on.
All right. I mean, you know, it is what it is. But goddamn it, that disconnect part is fucking funny.
Yes.
If you get a chance, watch that movie. I know that. I mean, even if you watch it in bits, it's just like kind of a bunch of skits put together with a loose story. But it's fucking disconnect. That's what I'm going to say from now on to people when I don't hear like feel like you're disconnect.
I like the part about them rolling the airplanes down hills at each other until they just crash.
You know what? Let's, I think we need a Disconnect t-shirt.
Ooh, here you go.
That's like the new, we're going to make that like, we'll do it with a little handset and a red circle around it. What do you think?
There you go.
Old style phone.
Yes.
Ooh. Disconnect. No one would even get it, but maybe it'll be the new talk to the hand or something.
We'll just run the pay-per-click ad on that video. Because the people watching it know what the fuck it is.
You're right, they do. Exactly.
It's target marketing.
But yeah, that's a good movie. Sorry that I wasted your time with that, but I think that Disconnect's a classic.
No, my time wasn't wasted. It was enhanced.
Hey, you want to try our skit?
Yeah.
Let's go for it.
So I haven't actually read it. Should I have studied it?
No, I think
wing it, right?
I think you do it on the fly. I haven't really looked it over that much either, except for the day I...
We're pros. You can knock it out.
All right. I'm George.
Oh, wait. Hang on. I got to get to where I can see it. There we go. Okay. You're George. I'm Tiny. What's going on here? We're fighting.
Oh, sorry. I'm just doing some vocal exercises. All right. I'm George.
The Human Torch applied for a bank loan.
Let me set this scene for this. We're in our office cubicles.
Oh, we're in cubicles. Okay.
Well, we're next to each other in a cubicle that maybe holds two desks.
Well, how fitting given the...
We're kind of in cubicles right now. Hey, I almost shed a tear last night. My daughter called this room the studio.
Oh, really?
She left her glasses in the studio. That's what she said.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, damn. Good girl. Well, she called the studio, too, because she's got her little drum kit set up over there.
Oh, yeah, you got her the drum kit. That's awesome.
All right, ready?
Yes.
And action. Fight me.
I don't want to. Ow! What did you do that for?
Plenty more where that came from.
Cut it out!
Bet you're not so tough without your shield, Captain America.
Have you gone crazy?
Something like that.
I won't fight you.
Then I win.
Huh?
I win.
I guess so.
Tell me I win.
Fine, you win.
Louder.
You win!
That's right. I'm the alpha dog, baby.
What's with you, man?
You that chick over there?
Yolanda?
That her name? Yeah, the new one, Yolanda. So hot.
She's why you're acting like an idiot?
Yep. Want to get balls deep in that.
Well, great. Glad I could help.
She saw the whole thing. They're laughing. They think I'm awesome. Now I'm going in for the kill. Not you, her. Gonna seal the deal. Check it out, dude. Got her digits. I win. I'm the fucking winner.
In all actuality, it makes you the loser.
How do you figure that, dude? Bitch is smoking hot.
Don't feel bad. I'm a loser, too. That bitch gave me the clap. Jesus Christ. Where did you find that?
Stand up. I copied some of it, but I made up the don't feel bad, I'm a loser, too. That bitch gave me the clap.
Are you serious? I thought that had a bit of Dom flair, a zigzag flair to it.
It does. It does. That's a trademark. Thank you, Harold Ramis and Bill Murray.
Well, write what you know. That's what they say.
Right. And what you feel. And the clap's really not even that bad. No. I feel like you're pissing razor blades for a week.
Sexy.
Think about it, people. You've probably got the clap, Rufus, and you don't even know it.
That whole bit with the I win, I guess so, tell me I win, fine you win, and that totally sounds like a conversation I had with my kid.
Fine you win?
Yes.
Yeah. My daughter knows all she has to do is turn on the waterworks and she wins. Hey, I think I've got a hypersloth rant in me.
Should I kick it off?
Yes.
I've already ranted about my dog pooping. I should have kicked it off.
Oh, you should have. You actually did. Did you ever do a Rufus rant?
No.
Hey, send me some music. I'll do a Rufus rant.
Well, I was going to edit this and just make it. I thought we were just going to make it.
Oh, okay. Hypersloth rant. Yeah. That's what I really want to do, actually.
Okay. Well, now for the moment, a zigzag rant, so I'm just going to kick it off.
All right.
And now it's time for another delightful
zigzag rant.
I can't even tell you how fucking mad I am. So, I go to the gym yesterday, you know, because I'm trying to stay healthy, even though it's negative fucking degrees here again.
Yes.
And in Colorado, where I live, where marijuana is legal and it's okay to smoke on a daily basis. So I'm running, I'm minding my own business. The gym's pretty crowded because it's the Y. Actually, it's not the Y anymore. It's not affiliated with the Y. It's called the EYCC, but that's a different story. So it just has to do with gay marriage. That's what makes it so weird.
Whoa, what?
Because no, it doesn't. It doesn't. I made that up.
I'm sure you could have a gay wedding at the Y.
I'm sure you could. I'm sure, you know what, at the EYCC you could have a reception for sure. They don't fucking care.
Good.
But so I'm minding my business, you know, running on the treadmill, walking and running, walking and running. I do intervals. I heard that's better for you, just for our listeners out there.
That's what I do.
Call in if you want to. Let us know what makes you crazy and makes you rant. 646-478-0616. Love to hear from you. But I'm going to go on with my rant now. So this lady next to me, I mean, sometimes when people – actually, this happened to me twice yesterday.
Mm.
People are fucking sick, okay? I go to lunch with my buddy. We're sitting at the bar. The bartender's – telling some other dude how fucking sick she is, right?
Okay.
If you're sick, stay home.
Yeah,
don't touch my food. Don't touch my glass.
No.
Right? Just stay home. And she's like telling the other guy, yeah, I've been on Alka-Seltzer, cold medicine all weekend, blah, blah, blah. And the guy at the bar is like, I've been sick too. It was all NyQuil. You know, they're comparing cold medicine highs. So she's one of those people that insists on taking your order without writing it down.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm not a big fan of that. I
no.
don't like that. You know, I know you think you're smart. You're not that
no,
smart.
No, you're not that smart.
If I couldn't do it, you can't do it.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree. Jesus Christ. I'm going to start taking my own notepad and pencil and just giving it away to waitresses. Here, you're going to need this.
You know what else I'm going to do? I'm just going to act like I'm deaf so they don't tell me their fucking life story when I'm like, how are you today? Yeah, I mean, and then someone goes ahead and tells you really what's fucking going on. You're like, one time, this is crazy. This is so fucking crazy. I know I got off topic here. This is so crazy. I went to buy, like, deli meat, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, and I asked this chick behind the thing. I'm like, yeah, so, you know, how's it going or whatever?
Oh, no.
Or how are you doing today? That's what I said. How are you doing today? And she fucking starts really telling me about her whole fucking day, about, like, her schedule and, you know, like, shit that's happening with her car and shit. And this guy next to me is just fucking standing there, and he's looking at me, and we're both kind of laughing. Then she walks away, and he goes, fuck, dude, I thought that was an easy question. And she, like, went off on some tangent for, like, 5 minutes. So I'm at the Y, and
yes.
I'm jogging, and this lady next to me is, like, running, or she got there for, like, 2 minutes, and she just starts fucking hacking. Like that, you know, that deep, I've got a bunch of shit in my lungs
that
people have?
That meaty one that, like, rattles.
Yes. And
oh.
She's, like, jogging and then, like, having to stop and be, like, have some, like, 30-second coughing fit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And first of all, I'm, like, just fucking, you're sick. Stay home. You know, you're coughing in here. People are taking deep fucking breaths.
No shit.
You know what I mean? So then I'm still running, and she starts doing this thing I've never seen anybody do on a treadmill before. She's, like, gripping on the side of this treadmill and, like, doing this going to the side thing.
What?
Yeah. It's some kind of exercise probably for your outer thigh or something.
Good Lord.
So she's doing it, but she's practically, like, lifting herself up on the side of the treadmill, pointed in my fucking direction, and basically coughing all over my fucking arm and shit. Right? And
awesome.
I was like, what the hell? So I'm, like, standing as far over as I can get on my treadmill. Rufus, we're 8 inches from each other, probably.
Yeah.
All these machines.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, this lady is coughing all over my fucking arm. I hate germs anyway. You know what I mean?
I'm a germaphobe.
I wash my hands tight. 50 times a day. No,
God bless you.
Night.
Me too.
But so that's all said and done. And she's whipped up into a fucking lather.
A mucus lather.
Yes, from coughing and probably bacteria pouring out of her skin. So she sweated and defiled this whole fucking machine with her cough and her disgusting.
She's not lifting at least one arm up to cover her mouth.
No, dude. She's, like, leaning over when she's coughing, like, with her hands on her fucking head. I mean, she's out of breath and, like, hacking. So Then she leaves and she doesn't wipe off the fucking machine.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No. I mean, I'm not a twat by any means, but I about went fucking told on this chick. I about look, that lady's fucking spouting biohazard all over this and she didn't even have the common courtesy to clean it up, and she knows she's sick as shit.
Spouting biohazard.
So I just want to say thank you, listeners, for letting me get that off my chest. I actually feel a lot better now. So, but that I just want you to stay home if you get sick or wear one of those cool masks. See, in China and Japan, they wear masks when they're sick. They're fucking courteous people. Take
they
a
wear
left.
Masks when they're not sick. I saw somebody here in little town of Marble Falls, Texas that was Asian. They had a mask on. So right. You know what pisses me off about that story is the fact that I look for any goddamn reason I can find not to work out. And that lady went to the gym fucking sick when she could have just said, thank God I don't have to fucking work out today.
Right.
I mean, what sort of psychotic idiot does that?
She's a fucking animal.
I mean, put your feet up, watch some TV.
You know, and what's weird is in the little town where I live in, too, they had a guy, like a Japanese guy that wore a mask. Turns out he was a fucking serial killer.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
And no one ever knew what he looked like.
Not a bad idea.
Well, I'm saying if people don't know what you look like because you're wearing a mask all the time, but it's acceptable. You could probably wear one of those masks into a bank and rob it.
I bet you could, yeah.
I mean, I bet they wouldn't have the nerve to say take the fucking mask off as for fear that they would get sued or something.
Well, it's discriminatory.
That's what I mean. Well, I mean, what if you walk in there with a fucking ski mask, you're on there like they tell you you can't come in, so you just sue them because you were disfigured and you have to wear a fucking ski mask all the time.
Let's try it. We'll film it.
Let's make that into our Elephant Man.
I'm not an animal.
You know what? Let's do it with that thing like I was talking about, that birthmark of like that a guy would have on his head, like a swastika or something that's like totally out of his control. You know what I mean?
It just happens to look like a prison tattoo.
Oh, my God. It's right where What's-His-Face has it, right where Charles Manson has it. But maybe it's not a swastika. It's like a peace sign or something, but people are so offended by it that he like can't get work.
It'd be cool. We could show like his old baby pictures that he even has it as an infant.
No, wait, it's shaped like a vagina and has hair growing out of it. No, it's like a penis that has, like, hair growing where the pubic hair would be.
Yes.
Put that in the movie roster.
It's in the movie roster. God damn, Harold Ramis could really help us write that one.
Good. Yeah, you know what? I think he just inspired me with that idea.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, where is, in relation to you, Newburgh, Indiana?
I have no idea. What happened to Newburgh?
Well, I was researching.
You know what? I think it's next to Oldburgh.
Oh, okay. That's everybody left Oldburgh and found a Newburgh.
Right, and they went to Newburgh. There was
right.
A big contamination of toxic stuff. That lady barfed all over Oldburgh, so everybody moved to Newburgh.
She rode into town on a treadmill and just... biohazard.
She actually did it while running a triathlon with some kind of avian flu.
Is she like that character Iceman who shoots ice in front of him and skis on it, but she's
yes.
Pulling snot out of her nose?
Like mucus. They call her Mucus Woman.
Mucus Woman.
But the one, you know what? All right. Now, if this bitch is in really fucking good shape, I'm buying she doesn't want to miss a fucking workout. And this is totally backwards on my part, because she was not in really good shape.
Oh, she wasn't. You sure she wasn't just bloated with?
So I'm thinking you could have stayed home, but I guess in reality, the people you know, like myself, who need to work out, are the people who are not in great shape.
I get that. Maybe she's you know just really
right. She's dedicated.
She's dedicated, right. But still, that doesn't mean you got to spew biohazard all over somebody's arm.
Right. Exactly.
And not